Hi there. I am Mark Swallow, and I am glad you are joining me for today's edition of the Definition Podcast. Let's get started. Good morning and good evening. When we left off last time, I said this: the reason our obedience of faith is so important is because how we live is a reflection on who Jesus Christ is. If I speak to you this early morning or late evening as someone who claims to be a Christian, but you do not live like it, then I guarantee you've done damage to the name of Christ in your family, your place of employment, in your school, among your friends and acquaintances. The Bible calls this hypocrisy, and the world lusts for people who say, "I am a Christian," but who live a very sinful lifestyle. For example, have you ever noticed how obsessed the media is with this? They love to get a hold of stories of high-profile Christians, usually pastors, caught in sin, usually adultery or embezzlement, a misappropriation of funds. And they blast these headlines all around the world. And the rest of us Christians are caught thinking, "Ugh, now I have to defend the faith again from my skeptical friends and family members because another hypocrite who preached one thing and did the other got caught." It's all everyone is talking about. The point here is to link together the obedience of faith and "for his name's sake" in Romans 1 verse 5. This speaks to our witness and our testimony as Christians in the world. How's your testimony? How's mine? The reality is that people who know us watch very closely how we live, and they make decisions about who Jesus is based on how we live. That's scary, but true. Just think of your own experience. Did you come to Christ by the testimony of someone who really loves Jesus, serves Jesus, and obeys Jesus? This person or persons just lived their everyday life in front of you in such a way that you believed in the Lord for yourself. Their flesh and blood lifestyle drew you to Christ. That was true in my case. Growing up, I had examples to follow. There were good examples and bad examples, and I drew a lot of conclusions about God, Jesus, the Spirit. I drew a lot of conclusions about church and the Bible, conclusions about what being a Christian actually meant from both sincere Christians and, borrowing a now popular word, fake Christians. Christians in name only, churchgoers with no positive testimony for Christ outside of the church. The Apostle Paul is being very convicting when he links the obedience of faith in our lives to the name's sake of Christ in our lives. How will we live for Jesus makes a big difference in what others think of Jesus. And we bear responsibility before God for a measure of this. Of course, in the end, all people either need to stand for Christ or stand against Christ on their own, having made their choice. But the Lord calls us to obey him in such a way that he is honored, worshiped, and glorified by the people that we encounter. Let's ask some critical questions of our lives. And here's a good one. What impression of Jesus have we left with our friends and families and our colleagues? Be honest. And then let's talk more about this on the Wednesday edition of Definition. Thank you for listening to this edition of the Definition Podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others, and be sure and join me for the next one.